This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media Voting News. We're about to speak with Jenny Nash, who's a spokesperson for the Office of the Florida Secretary of State. Welcome to Utopia Media Voting News.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The reason we're talking is because of a letter that your boss, Glenda Hood, the Secretary of State of Florida, sent to DeForest Blake Soares, Jr., also known as Buster Soares, who's the chairman of the United States Election Assistance Commission, last Thursday. What was the gist of that letter, and why did Secretary Hood send it?
Well, as you know, there have been allegations that a report came out in the New York Daily News talking about people being not only registered in two states to vote, but voting in two states. And it's not only an offense here in Florida, it's a felony if you vote twice in the same election, but it's also a federal offense. And Secretary Hood is very concerned. However, there does not exist right now any cross-state registration database. The supervisors of elections here in Florida, which are the elected officials in each county that are tasked with running the elections, are required when they have a new registration and somebody signals on their registration that they have been previously registered in a prior jurisdiction, within 2 weeks of that registration, they are required to send a letter to the prior jurisdiction to have them removed from the roles there.
The election officials are.
That's correct. However, if somebody doesn't say that on their voter registration, then the supervisors have no way of knowing.
And in fact, is there a cross-county or cross-jurisdiction database within Florida?
We do have a central voter database.
Right.
But it's the same within the state. If somebody registers to vote new registration in a county and they say that they have been registered in a previous county,
right,
then that supervisor of elections is required to send a letter to the prior jurisdiction.
In fact, as we're going to see in a minute, it's a little ironic. One of the major provisions of the Help America Vote Act, the HAVA Act, which created the Election Assistance Commission, was that it requires all states, as a condition of getting their HAVA money, to set up a cross-county voter registration database, doesn't it?
Right, and by January 2006,
right,
every state in the nation will have a voter registration database that is compliant under HAVA.
And that will keep people from voting, registering in Dade County and then going over to Broward County and registering again.
That is correct.
But there's nothing that keeps them from registering in Broward County and going up to Nassau County in New York and registering there.
That is correct. And keep in mind that when people register in a new jurisdiction, there is going to be that time frame of overlap for
right,
when the... So the registration into places is not as concerning as the voting twice in the same election. That is the real concern.
Okay. Do you have some statistics about what level of voting in the same election in two jurisdictions has been taking place among Florida voters?
No, we do not. And like I said, there is no there's really no cross-state cross-state check on that, and so we do not have any information. However, Secretary Hood, as you mentioned, did write a letter to Chairman Soares of the United States Election Assistance Commission and Director Mueller, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, because this is something that needs to be handled on the federal level, because it's cross-state, and our congressional delegation was also copied on those letters.
Right.
So hopefully something will, some action will take place on the federal level.
Well, so you contacted the FBI, the EAC, and your congressional delegation.
That's correct.
Have you heard back from any of these people yet?
At this time, well, the secretary did speak personally to, Chairman Soares.
Right. When was that?
Sometime last week.
Right.
But, as far as I know, we have not heard back from Director Mueller.
Okay.
But our general counsel has been in communications with his office.
Yeah, the general counsel of the Secretary of State's office in Florida,
yes,
has been in touch with FBI Director Mueller's office.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, in order for this, for a cross-state effort to work, besides having the federal government involved in it, won't that possibly require some sort of national identification with or without biometrics? And if so, how does your office feel about that?
You know, it's too early, really. This is the very beginning. We've just heard about this. And it's too early to say what that would entail.
Okay. How big a perceived problem is this, both within Florida and in your perception of how Florida is perceived from outside Florida, given, of course, what we don't need to go into any details about the Florida election of 2000?
Well, again, I mean, there's no... We don't have any way of really having statistics on that at this time, so we really don't know how big a problem it is or it isn't.
Okay, how did the problem come to your attention at all? It says in the letter you became aware of reports. What reports were they? Did people complain? Did you do some checking?
First time it came out was a report in the New York Daily News.
Oh, okay. That's what got you going.
That's correct.
In the Daily News.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what are the next steps, if any, that you're going to be taking, or are you just waiting for the FBI and the EAC to get involved?
The next steps will have to be taken on the federal level, because as I said, it could be a national problem, and so the steps would have to be taken on the national level.
Now, what about people in Florida who you know about, who are double registered and who have double voted? You mentioned right at the top of this interview that they're breaking Florida law, aren't they?
That's correct.
Are they going to be prosecuted under Florida laws?
Well, it's a federal offense as well, and I believe the Federal Bureau of Investigations will be looking into that.
But there, as far as you know, no plans by the Attorney General or local legal authorities in Florida to prosecute Florida residents or part-time residents for having violated Florida law in that regard.
I'm not sure what's happening in that case at this time.
Okay. All right. Hopefully, sometime soon, I'll be able to talk to Glenda Hood, the Secretary of State herself, and she can add some information to what you've said, but you've given us a good background, I think. So thanks very much, and we'll talk again later, I hope.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.